What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it. It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The hotline 869-1240 brought to you by IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox.
It's a lot. It's a mouthful.
Tim Fitzgerald joins us. You partner with the Xbox, Fitz.
Why do they need an official breakfast?
I'm never going to figure it out. I just read what I'm handed, you know?
Yeah. I'd probably accept an official bourbon of Tim Fitzgerald sponsorship.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Let's go back close to 48 hours or so. Arizona State comes into K-State. I think we all thought K-State would handle Arizona State. Maybe we failed to give the Sun Devils enough credit. After watching that game, I came away thinking they've got one of the best young coaches in college football. They've got a hell of a quarterback. They've got a dynamic running back who I thought K-State actually did a good job against after the first quarter or so. And they've got a really good receiving core. Arizona State's not getting enough credit. We're talking about how K-State blundered. How good is Arizona State, in your opinion?
Well, they were good enough to win. I know that. And they kind of just dictated that entire game. Even in the second half with the lead, they used the rules to their advantage to run the clock down, something we discussed at the press conference today, and how there's a loophole in there that they drove a car right through and were able to drag about a minute and a half off the game clock when K-State had the ball and wasn't substituting. It was a very interesting situation. You know, I learned a new rule. So K-State's just got to be better. I mean, they just weren't good at all. They didn't look good on offense. Eventually, defense faltered, and special teams was a disaster. It's a weird thing to have after an off week in your 10th game of the season to have such a clunker of a performance, but you're right. A lot of that was Arizona State.
My son disagrees. He gave me they were just
said
okay.
They're all right. Typically strong, I guess, K-State performance would have beaten them. Am I wrong?
No, I have not really covered a K-State game at home in that context before, where the team just looks so effortless, and I don't mean that as a compliment. They just didn't seem to even want to be there. And I don't get it. I don't know how that came to pass, but now they have to deal with it. They're not out of the Big 12 race for Arlington, but they're about as far away as you can get right now, and they need to focus on winning these two games. They are 7-3. I mean, you got two games and a bowl game all guaranteed. You can get a 10-win season if that's important to you, or if you've chucked it in, just let the fans know so they can plan accordingly for the rest of the season.
I'm certainly not the biggest of K-State fans, but my daughter does go there. I watch them pretty regularly, and I'm invested, I would say. So I guess I would look at them with a more critical eye than normal. And you add on to that Avery Johnson, a Wichita guy who is under the microscope. Is he the guy? There seems to be some kind of misfit with him with the rest of the offense. I don't know if it can be pinpointed. Am I seeing something different than you're seeing?
No, he's not good right now. And I don't know if his injury has lingered and they want to protect it. If he's just gun shy to run or someone's telling him not to run. But there was some, you know, there was a pass that he threw into the tight end in the back of the end zone that was incomplete when he could have probably walked into the end zone and he didn't do it. And it was a little bit out of character for what we've seen from him or what we knew his game was about. And I just don't think he's quite playing his game. And Chris Klieman said today at the press conference they're going to have to use Avery in that running game more than they are.
Tim Fitzgerald with us, GoPowerCat.com. K-State coming off a 24-14 loss on Saturday against Arizona State. So you said they didn't look enthused, that they looked like they didn't really want to be there. We had the same conversation after their loss at Houston. Yep. When does this become a red flag? When does the alarm start to go off, if it hasn't already? How do we get to the bottom of why this could possibly be?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think for a lot of fans, the alarm has gone off. I'm going to wait to see what they do against Cincinnati. If they come out and, you know, with the same lack of enthusiasm that I've noticed this throughout the season, they just don't come out of that locker room with much fire. They just kind of jog out there and go about their business, and they haven't been a good first half team. And this time they got so far behind they couldn't dig out of it. I'm going to hold back on first half of Cincinnati. Let me see what happens here, and if not, why bother, you know, with a lot of in-depth coverage if they're going to shut it down and go through the motions? I think the fans will too.
What are we hearing about Dylan Edwards and his injury? I guess I just haven't remembered to follow up on whether he's going to be out for a while or not. And Giddens is the only guy back there, he looked really good in the second half. I don't know if that was just a defense kind of backing off or what, but what does the running game look like if it's kind of just Giddens as the bell cow? I guess it has been already.
Yeah, we're not sure. Chris Klieman didn't have an update on Dylan Edwards or Keegan Johnson, who tweaked a hamstring in warmups, both very similar injuries. We don't know about the severity and how long it'll keep them out, but you know, typically that'll get you through the next 2 weeks. You'll be down for that. And K-State went to Joe Jackson in the second half, and every time Joe's gotten the ball this year, he's been pretty good. He scored another touchdown. I think he will get a lot of work in practice today. And in fact, Chris Klieman mentioned today, I thought this was really interesting, when Dylan Edwards went out, he took with him a big chunk of the game plan because they had designed a bunch of stuff with Dylan. And he said, I really regret not trying to run some of it with Joe Jackson because they're similar players. We'll see what the young guy can do this weekend if he gets more carries. But Chris Klieman also mentioned DJ Giddens is a little bit banged up. So the workhorse has some dents in it.
Talking with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. K-State again coming off a loss to Arizona State. Chris Klieman was fairly emotional in his huddle with reporters. He battled some vertigo earlier in the year. We think he's had some things going on inside his personal life that are affecting him. Could that be the answer to my earlier question as to why the Cats seem a little down and out right now?
I don't know how that would affect the team. I mean, is that something he's openly discussed too often? I mean, I'm privy to the details of it. And as I've told my subscribers, it's not in his household, but it's very adjacent. And he also mentioned today that they got some good news over the weekend after that game. So that's probably going to take a little pressure off of the Klieman household because there was a lot of stress there. He seemed a lot better at today's press conference. And because of the way he looked, so defeated in so many ways, a lot of fans have been wondering if he's going to retire. So I literally asked him, that was the first question of the press conference, if he considered it. And he said, I haven't even mumbled those words to anyone. So maybe that means he's thinking about it, but hasn't told anyone. But I don't think he's retiring.
So I'll go to basketball real quick. What did you make of the loss to LSU? It seems, you know, just kind of an early season game. All these guys are still trying to get used to playing with each other. I think not everyone is even available at this point. But what did you make of that?
It was awful. I mean, it was not a fun 3-day stretch for K-State fans. I appeal for the fans that came in from out of town to watch the basketball game on Thursday, the football game on Friday, on Saturday, because that the best day of the week was probably Friday. I mean, they saw just two pitiful performances by teams that didn't look interested in competing, and that's just so out of context for K-State teams and for the fans to handle. It's got the fan base a little moody because basketball just looked awful. Awful, disinterested against LSU.
Yeah, and then there's the whole way that college athletics has changed, I think, lends something to this as well, because you get a team that loses a couple, you start to fear, well, what's going to happen in the off season and the transfer portal? You got K-State basketball really opening up the pocketbook in NIL, and then you got that performance, and I'm telling you, fans are not used to all of this, and they don't really know how to process it all. And this new world of college athletics, I don't know where it's headed, but help me out, Fitz. Finish my sentence like you always do.
Well, it's craziness. This is not what anyone signed up for, and I'm glad the players are getting paid. Don't get me wrong. They deserve, you know, to get something out of this more than a scholarship, I guess, but we're going to see a lot of coaches get out because it's just not what they want to do. I was seeing that a little bit on the basketball side recently. And this isn't sustainable. They absolutely have to find some way to make this make sense a little bit more, because the coaches just are inundated. Nobody signed up to be a college football coach to basically worry about player salaries and roster moves like the transfer portal becomes. That's more professional type things, and it's also kind of a disconnect for fans now. You know, to watch a basketball game where a kid representing your school is, you know, not putting in much effort, clearly is disinterested in playing, and if NIL numbers are right, he's getting paid in excess of $50K to play that game. And I'd be pissed off as a fan, too. I think fans want more of their student-athletes. Hey, if you're going to get a bag, you're going to be held more accountable, and I agree with that.
So, Fitz, I recently discovered your daily YouTube updates. I think they're very good. They're quite good, but I have to rib you. Do you smile that much in real life?
No. I'll just be really honest here. That opening came of a philosophy of mine that someone shared with me at my start of my cancer journey. When someone asks you how you're doing, every day you're doing good, you're doing great. And no matter what you're feeling, because it's kind of a self-prophesizing what your day is going to be like. But I do that with the daily delivery. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing great. And that includes even my bad days. And that's just a good way to try to keep your mind in the right place.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, no, you've battled your ailment as bravely as anyone we've seen, and we congratulate you on that. What do you expect in these last two K-State football games? They're obviously going to play in a bowl game as well, regardless of what happens. And these are certainly not easy games, at home against Cincinnati, at Iowa State. What do you expect?
Yeah. I'm going to say something I try never to say on radio or anywhere when discussing my topic of choice. I have no clue. What happened Saturday was so out of context for even a Chris Klieman team, not just K-State athletics, to have back-to-back losses like that where the team looks lethargic. We haven't seen that since probably Ron Prince, but it just didn't fit anything we've seen from Chris Klieman losing back-to-back games like that. So I don't know what we're going to see on Saturday. I just don't. I didn't get a great vibe off the room today, but that might have just be an ongoing hangover on a Monday from losing the game they thought they should win.
Fitz, we really appreciate it. Good talking with you. We'll get with you soon.
Okay, boys. Good to talk to you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.